With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is staying here in the city this weekend to help secure a major legislative victory. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts. They need those reductions in order to pay for tax breaks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president is calling for a deal in the war on Gaza. In between posts about the vote on his bill, Mr. Trump called this morning on his social media platform Truth Social for a deal and the release of hostages. The president has suggested a ceasefire agreement could happen within a week, and an Israeli official says plans are underway for a meeting here in Washington with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a top Israeli advisor, is already coming for discussions. Foreign policy expert Dan Senor says after its battles with Israel and the U.S., Iran is facing a very uncertain future.
It's under some kind of internal pressure. Remains to be seen what. So, and Israel and the U.S. have demonstrated to the region that they're willing to work together to roll back serious threats to the West.
Senor spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Famed investor Warren Buffett is donating $6 billion worth of his company's stock to five foundations. That brings the total he's given to them since 2006 to roughly $60 billion, based on their value when received. Buffett said the shares of Berkshire Hathaway will be delivered on Monday, a lot of them going to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Trust. This is SRN News. Now that the House of Commons has approved an assisted suicide bill, England is prepared for the new reality. There is a possibility of legal challenges to the legislation, however. Opposition groups such as Right to Life UK and Care Not Killing says they're not giving up the fight, and supporters of the suicide bill say implementation will take 4 years rather than the initially suggested two. That means it is set to actually become law in 2029, just about the time that the next British general election must be held. A West Virginia woman has filed a lawsuit seeking a religious exemption from required school vaccinations for her young child. Miranda Guzman alleges that the state's vaccine mandate violates a 2023 West Virginia law that stipulates the government must not substantially burden someone's constitutional right to freedom of religion, unless doing so is, quote, essential to further a compelling governmental interest. This is SRN News. A new law affecting truck drivers is in place now.
The new procedures call for enhanced roadside inspections to determine if commercial motor vehicle operators can reply to questions and directions in English. It'll also evaluate if they can understand U.S. highway traffic signs and electronic message boards. Driving Academy founder Jonathan Marquez says drivers should want to improve themselves.
It's one thing to do something wrong and then get caught for it, but as long as you're able to understand and learn, then you can improve yourself. If there's that language barrier in play and you're never improving yourself, it makes the roads extremely dangerous.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Today is Sunday, June the 29th. It's the 180th day of 2025. The moon is waxing, evening stars, Jupiter and Mars. On this date in history, 1972, the Supreme Court ruled capital punishment unconstitutional and changes its mind in 1976. This is SRN News.